You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Debt on your credit cards is higher to pay, but we're not allowed to call that inflation. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a federal judge in Alabama has struck down an anti-money laundering law, which made it harder for crooks to hide behind shell companies. These are entities that exist on paper only, without employees or offices. The Corporate Transparency Act had gone into effect in January, but the National Small Business Association brought a challenge. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
Congress applied the Corporate Transparency Act to small companies with less than 20 employees, under $5 million in gross revenue, and no physical offices in the U.S. The idea was to require any so-called beneficial owners in shell companies to disclose themselves. But Alabama-based U.S. District Judge Lyles Burke, a Trump appointee, said that Congress assumed powers the Constitution did not grant, and that corporate formation was a function regulated by states. In a statement, the National Small Business Association, the group that sued, said Congress should go back to the drawing board because the law at issue would not stem money laundering but does violate Americans' privacy. The Treasury Department has not said whether it will appeal. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
We continue to follow the ordeal at a regional bank that had a lot of commercial real estate loans on its books, New York Community Bancorp. Its stock has lost two-thirds of its value in just over a month. New York Community had acquired about $40 billion in assets a year ago from failing Signature Bank. Late last week, New York Community got a new CEO amid news of, quote, material weaknesses in the company's internal controls. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes now on the definition of that.
Banks need to make a lot of calculations. For example, how likely is it that this borrower will default on that loan? Banks have people to make, check, and double-check those calculations. Material weaknesses happen when an error occurs during that process and shows up in the bank's financial reporting.
Obviously, that's a real problem.
Mayra Rodriguez-Valladares is a financial risk consultant and says whenever a bank discloses material weaknesses, regulators and traders start thinking,
wait a minute, if it's having problems with internal controls in this particular area of the bank, does it also mean that we can't trust anything else?
In these cases, it's important for banks to quickly understand how deep their issues go, says banking industry consultant Merrill J. Reynolds.
And you have to see what those problems add up to being as far as potential losses for the bank.
Reynolds says sometimes when a bank gets bigger all of a sudden, like New York Community Bank did last year, it can be hard for internal controls to keep up. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
A new milestone today for the resurgent Japanese stock market. The Nikkei 225 index crossed above 40,000 for the first time. It's up 20% this year. Here, the S&P and the NASDAQ closed at record highs Friday, the artificial intelligence effect. This morning, S&P futures are down 0.2%. And here's a set of numbers. Before pandemic, we lived on average 10 miles from work. Now it's 27 miles. The New York Times got an early look at a new study due this week from Gusto, a payroll company, and Stanford University economists. This is people working remotely from home. People who work in healthcare, retail, or at factories have to go into the workplace, and the average distance is little changed there. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You pay more for breakfast cereal, right? You pay more for credit cards with interest rates elevated in recent years. So how come the cereal increase is listed as inflation, but not the higher interest rates? Both affect our pocketbooks and our feelings about the economy in similar ways. There's a recent paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research causing some buzz about this. To help us understand this better, let us consult Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial here in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
There's something missing when we think about prices, isn't there? It's what it costs you when you want to borrow some.
Yeah, this is something actually a lot of us have been thinking about because of a paper we've been talking a lot about recently by Larry Summers and others at the NBER, pointing out that since 1983, measures of inflation like the CPI no longer include the cost of money. That is, when you buy a house, they don't figure in the mortgage rate anymore. When you buy a car, the financing rate's not there. It used to be when inflation was super high in the 70s, for example. So what these guys did is they went back and recalculated the index based on the old method. What they found was that inflation would have crested well over 20% back in 2021 when it was so bad. But even more important now, when we're getting numbers that are in the vicinity of 2% and 3%, it would still be running at 8% because, of course, interest rates are still really high. And when it comes to a household, buying a car, buying a house, these are real costs. And in fact, the average American is borrowing more now than they were 2 years ago, by a pretty considerable margin. I think it explains why people are still so miserable, even though it looks like inflation is much lower.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the big takeaway point. A smaller one, though, is it's a good thing you and I don't work at the Fed. That is a hard job, because if you're trying to battle inflation, what do? You raise interest rates. But if you include the higher interest rates in the inflation calculation, you have flipped a switch to make inflation higher.
Ooh, you just said the quiet part out loud. That is literally the Fed's job when they raise rates. The goal is to make things so expensive, people can't afford them anymore. And when they buy less, the price eventually stabilizes.
Very interesting. Christopher Lowe, Chief Economist, FHN Financial. Thank you for the briefing.
Thank you, David.
There's a half-hour Marketplace later today with my colleague Kai Rizdahl. Don't miss it on many public radio stations or stream it online from marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.